Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. It's Thursday!
Yay!
Otherwise known as the day right after hump day, so if things were really well, you should be feeling pretty satisfied.
Yes!
Possibly sleepy.
I am. Give me a cigarette.
Well, wake right on up, because we had so much fun with Ed and Lauren yesterday, we brought him back for round two.
Yay! That's a lie. They just didn't pay me for yesterday, so they made me come back to get the check.
All right, baby. You hear boo. Plus, teamwork makes the dream work, so we got our peeps from L.A., Heidi, Frank, and Eric in the building. How y'all doing?
Hey, Atlanta.
What's
Welcome back.
Hey, now, I know we got a lot of show to get to, but I got an alert on my personal Facebook page that it is Gary's birthday today.
Well, Gary, we wanted to put together a show worthy of your birthday, so we got some heat. First, did someone just reveal a juicy secret about Jennifer Love Hewitt? And Hannibal Buress just pulled a great prank at the Spider-Man premiere. We're going to fill you in on that later.
Okay.
But first, let's talk about the Kardashians.
My favorite.
Yeah. The sisters Kendall and Kylie, they've done it again. Now, they got this clothing line called, creatively, Kendall and Kylie.
Oh, that's original. That's an original name.
So they got this clothing line, y'all, and they're getting all types of heat because they decided to sell vintage t-shirts with, like, you know, punk rock acts like Pink Floyd, Metallica,
okay,
the Doors on the front, with their images and initials superimposed over the bands and the faces.
Oh.
They even did it to Biggie and Tupac.
But they forever riding off of black men's backs. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Black men been riding them, so they might as well ride back.
So the one with the Tupac image is the one that's really catching the most heat, especially because there's an Instagram photo of Kylie in cornrows, you know, with that look, you know. And she got heavily criticized for that back in 2015.
Right. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they thought it was disrespectful to black culture.
Yeah.
Well, I am happy to report that these particular t-shirts with Pac and Biggie have been taken down.
They have been taken down already?
The Pac and Biggie shirts have been taken down. I'm surprised they didn't do this to Kanye, though.
Yeah.
Hell no, you're not putting nothing over Kanye's face but Kim's butt.
They tried it, just wouldn't fit on a shirt.
I need a triple XL.
He's in the sunken place.
Well, I don't have a clever transition out of that story, so I'm just going to come out and say it. Rob Lowe saw Bigfoot.
What?
That's what he claims.
Was he looking for Bigfoot?
Yes, and here's the thing, Frank. I don't know if you've seen the advertisements, but on A&E, Rob Lowe and his two teenage sons have a new show coming out called The Lowe Files, where they go around the country trying to prove or disprove common urban myths. He claims that he saw what they call a wood ape, which is another word for Bigfoot. And he
all
swears,
right, baby, a wood ape. I like that.
Bet you do.
Settle down, birthday boy.
Yeah. They were in the Ozark Mountains, and he tells EW Magazine he was scared for his life. He was literally on the ground shaking, petrified, and they got footage of some kind for the show, and it'll be later on.
This is such crap.
Files.
You can, listen, you can go to the Blair Witch Project. You can shoot anything with people going, what's that? Oh, no.
But I heard at the end of the episode with Bigfoot, they pull a mask off. It's Cable Rob Lowe.
All right, well, funny. Imagine going to school and your substitute teacher is Lady Gaga. She was, it really happened. It was a classroom of middle school kids at Walter Reed Middle School here in Los Angeles, and she was the substitute teacher. The whole thing, she surprised the students, by the way. This whole thing was shot, and as a PSA, they were partnered up with Staples to raise money for kids' school supplies.
Today we have a substitute teacher. I have a feeling that you're really gonna like who you get.
I'm Lady Gaga, and I will be your substitute teacher.
Wait, are you the real Lady Gaga?
Yes, it's me.
Oh my God! I'm here today to promote a positive learning environment.
Mm. But you know these kids were handpicked. They obviously didn't bring the bad kids in class. They'd be like, shut up, bitch. Like, right. They put them in the lunchroom.
You know, I just thought of something. Who would be your ultimate celebrity substitute?
Michael Jackson would have been a great substitute teacher.
Or he'd be damned, he'd be moonwalking when he's writing on the board. You know, he'd be right on the board and moonwalk the whole time.
Everybody come Michael. Over to my house for a sleepover.
Y'all gonna leave Michael Jackson alone now.
Yeah. All right, so moving on, last night was the Hollywood premiere of Spider-Man Homecoming, and Hannibal Buress, who plays Coach Wilson in the flick, apparently couldn't make it, so he did what every rational human would have did.
What?
Sent an imposter.
What?
No, really?
So he took to Twitter and said, L.A., I need a lookalike with solid comedic timing for an event tonight. Pays $500. So guess what?
What?
He found a guy. This guy. Take a look.
I'm here with Hannibal Buress. So tell me, what is it like to be part of such an incredibly huge universe like this?
You know, it was a great opportunity. Spider-Man's huge. You know, we grow up watching Spider-Man. So to play Coach Wilson, working with the cast, this was a great time. I had a blast. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world.
Hell no.
He would fool me.
He looked like Rashida, husband Kirk from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. That's what I thought it was, doesn't he?
Totally does.
No, it looks nothing like Hannibal.
So the guy's name is Joe Carroll, and he posted on Instagram saying, when Hannibal Buress hits you up and tells you to crash the red carpet since he couldn't make it, you crash the damn red carpet.
Yeah, absolutely. And didn't a lady call him Hannibal Paris, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. Did she say Paris?
I'm here with Hannibal Paris.
Oh, right. She didn't know who she was talking to in the first place.
Didn't matter.
So how you doing, Hannibal Paris?
Hannibal Paris? He could have circled back around 5 minutes later and said he was Montel Jordan, and she would have felt
Yeah, you're lying.
I mean, like, if you couldn't make it, would you send a lookalike or would you just not show up?
Oh, yeah, I'd send Lauren. Yeah, and
with some butt pads.
Yeah, I'd send Lauren.
A lot of butt pads.
I know, right?
A lot
of butt pads. With some butt pads, and then, you know, just let her go and be me.
Portia Williams is here. Portia, how are you tonight?
Hi, good. How are you?
I do not do all of that.
No, she got that hair flip down
to
the tee,
y'all.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, up next, there was a mini Party of Five reunion on Watch What Happens Live with Scott Wolf and Neve Campbell as the guests, and they were put on the spot to reveal some dirt about their co-stars.
Who do you still keep in touch with the most?
We all stay in touch with each other.
All of you. Mostly me and you and Lacey.
And Lacey
the
and
on the
Matt
right. Who hooked up with fans that? The most?
Hooked up with fans?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be...
Like, hooked up?
Jennifer left
you
out.
All right, well, we thought it'd be fun to play a Dish Nation version of the game and put y'all three on the spot with the whole entire ATL crew.
Ooh.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, here we
go. Don't do it, Gary.
Here we go. Lauren and I have the questions.
Yes.
And you three have to answer about each other.
Okay.
Here's question number one. Who is the messiest as in terms of cleanliness? Who's the messiest out of all you guys?
I think Portia's kind of...
That's a damn lie. You can take a picture of your area right now. It's you.
My nose run because I'm under the vent.
He got tissue, coffee cups, food, chips, cookies.
All right, so who's the most likely to come to work straight from a party?
Portia.
It's a mix between Portia and Brat, because Brat will come to work and sleep here. Portia just won't come to work.
Yeah.
All right, so who's the cheapest?
Wow.
Cheapskate.
I would nominate myself.
Me
for that.
Too, baby.
I'm pretty cheap. Yeah, I'm pretty.
Yeah, there's those two cancers
cheap.
In the room.
Yeah,
we're cheap.
Who has the worst fashion sense?
Oh, hell, head crack.
It used to be
Head Crack.
It used to be.
So Brad took his place?
It used to be Head Crack. I want to say you, but you're so damn confident in the mess you do and what you pull and put on. It used to be Head Crack, but
worst
he had it together. It's you.
You are a damn liar, Portia. You know what I'm
saying? All right, moving on. Who gets the least amount of ass?
Ooh.
Me, honey, I'll confess that I get the least amount. Boo.
Gary and Ricky.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. You don't throw Ricky under the bus like that?
I'm sorry, Ricky.
All right,
because he always proves complain. Yeah. We don't get groupies
enough.
You
try to say my man dry as the Mojave?
Yeah. Wow.
Ricky be coming here with a loaded gun every day, okay? Ready to pop off on somebody.
All right, so a masseuse to the stars is spilling all the tea about her celebrity clients, and it turns out Mariah Carey was difficult. The hell you say? Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, someone is writing racism checks their face can't cash.
Who did that?
Ooh, honey, Emilia Clarke, better known as the mother of dragons on Game of Thrones, Khaleesi.
Love her.
Which is my favorite, but I don't know until after this. But anyway, she was doing an interview with Rolling Stone when she said that dealing with sexism in Hollywood is like dealing with racism.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Nowhere even close.
What? Yeah. What y'all think about
that? She's a white woman, ain't she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, come on. You getting parts.
And it's kind of weird because it seems like, you know, women are pretty well celebrated on that show from what I can gather, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the industry, period.
Her role, period. Well, here's exactly what she said. I feel so naive saying this, but it's like dealing with racism. And you're aware of it, but one day you go, oh my God, it's everywhere. Like, suddenly you wake up to it and you go, wait a second, are you treating me different because I've got a pair of Is that actually happening?
You shouldn't have compared it to racism. Just say you have a problem with the sexist.
Well, not enough roles for women in Hollywood. Don't compare it to being
A feminist. Don't bring racism to it.
And she can't compare it either. Have you dealt with it, Miss Khaleesi? Okay, no. Okay, I just don't think she should be speaking on it.
Good point.
They need to stop comparing it across the board.
Exactly.
Period. Just don't do it.
I think Hollywood should treat her like a black person for a week, and then we can
I like that. Get treated like a black person at an audition for a white part. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so from one struggle to another, someone who has a reputation of being a struggle to work with is Mariah Carey.
No.
And, there's a girl by the name of Dr. Dot Stein, a.k.a. Dr. Dot, who's a masseuse to the stars, who has massaged tons of big names. I mean, you got Kanye West, you got David Bowie, Lady Gaga, and some more. And she's known for starting her massages off with, like, gentle bites on the back.
Oh, hell no.
I have a toddler. I get that every night.
What?
For free? Yeah, for free. She bites me on my back for free.
She says it's like an appetizer at a meal. You start out with a bite to tenderize the back. There's no other feeling in the world like it.
Rich people have nothing to do. I wish I would get a massage and somebody bite my damn back.
Yeah, knocked it till you tried it.
Is it sexual? Like, is she doing this only to men?
No, it could be sensual when it's done a certain way. She ain't trying to, like, you know, Marv Albert you. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's just real gentle.
She won't do that to my husband.
I don't think they remember Marv Albert. I remember.
What's up for sports fans out there? So, in a new interview with Architectural Digest, Dr. Dot is spilling a whole lot of tea on her clients, and when asked about Mariah, she had this to say. She said, I cannot stress the fact enough. Everything you read about her is true. It's a huge production of massager. She doesn't want anyone touching her bed sheets. She refuses to lie on a massage table. God forbid my saliva would have touched her. She would have erupted, so I didn't bite Mariah.
I don't like this girl. You know why? Because she bites and tails.
Yeah.
You're biting and tailing.
But they interviewing her about the wrong things. Like, we should be asking her, what do these certain people taste like? Like, who's the best tasting celebrity you ever been on the back?
Did you ever put a little adobo on it or something before you bet him on it?
Like nutmeg.
Right.
So this week, y'all, Boston celebrated the most stylish celebrities at the inaugural Boston Awards, and Miss Portia was awarded the most versatile style award. But sadly, she wasn't there.
I was filming, I couldn't go, but thank you, Boston, so much for recognizing me for being a versatile fashionista, baby. Oh, and Gary, I want to thank you for going and accepting my award for me. That was so sweet of you to do.
No, girl, you're not going to accept no award for her.
Yes,
who are you there for then?
Because I was nominated. Most fabulous.
All right,
You won?
Fabuloso, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's a cleaning product, Fabuloso.
No, it was most fabulous stuff.
That sounds better than versatile. Versatile just...
That is not true.
You mix it up a little.
No, versatile. You're not all versatile at one time. You are doing different looks. So I can slay your look, and it all slays on me.
But he's fabulous. They didn't call you fabulous.
Yeah, you have fab in that at all.
Yeah, no, it's just versatile. It's not fabulous, versatile. It's just
how'd it turn on me? I'm the one with the real award.
No needs, honey. I'm the one with the real award.
Your certificate is in the mail.
Thank you, honey. Anyway, child, coming up, honey, we talk to Fred Savage and Kobe Smulders about their new show, Friends, from college. So, be a friend, and don't go anywhere.
That's my tease.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, so reuniting with old school friends could go one of two ways. And that's the subject of the hilarious new Netflix comedy, Friends from College, which starts on July 14th. Now, we sent our homie Andrew Freund to go meet with the stars Fred Savage, Kobe Smulders, and the show's creator, Nicholas Stoller. Take a look.
It's a reunion. The friend group is back. You're never too old
to hustle. I know you love your college friends, but every time you get together with them, you all become a bunch of little bitches.
You remember Felix, my partner?
So loud.
How do you sleep with women that are half your age?
It's soul crushing.
We're good people. This party's gonna be all the
Oh, sir.
We are such bad people.
Such bad people.
Let's take it back. What were you guys like in college? I want to know, were you wild? What's one of the crazier things you have all done?
During my college years, I was modeling internationally, so I never went to college. I chose the path of modeling instead.
You went to modeling college.
I went to modeling
You went to modeling school.
I spent most of my time in college trying to model professionally.
And I was a model scout for most of college.
So, we have a lot of modeling experience just together.
Yeah, a lot of dreams unrealized from my college years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is based on, my wife and I created the show based on, we have a very tight-knit group of friends from college out in Los Angeles. And, you know, all of our family's on the East Coast, so they're really our family out there. And they're, you know, we love each other, but it's also, we regress around each other and act like idiots and, you know, talk an enormous amount of about each other behind each other's back.
What about you? Do you keep in touch?
I mean, I'm really in touch with my high school friends more than my college friends, but I think that the show in general just speaks to, you know, whether you went to high school, college, none of the above.
Modeling.
You know, modeling academies, whatever you did. I think all of us have a group of friends that kind of both keep us tethered to a more idealized time in our life, but also at the same time might hold us back from growing in a way that we should.
Netflix is the home of the reboot. Would there be a Wonder Years reboot? Could you be a part of it? They're bringing Roseanne back. Could there be maybe you guys come back?
No.
Why not? Why not?
Well, I mean, I think the Wonder Years, by definition, was about a moment in time, a moment of your life.
What about a How I Met Your Mother reboot, even though so?
It also streams, it's not just a memory.
I feel like we're already on Netflix.
Yeah, you can watch the Wonder Years on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think we need a little bit more space.
Talk to me, the proper way to binge your show. Should we watch one episode, two episodes? What should I eat? What should I drink? Set the scene.
I think it's a good wine show.
Yeah. I would say like a big, like a robust Cabernet.
Yeah, I would watch it though. It's specifically designed for the Apple Watch. So I would make sure to watch it. Like you really get, we spent a lot of time making sure it looked beautiful.
Everything is like, much bigger.
Yeah.
You know, just so you could see it on a smaller screen.
Right.
So when we eat, we had huge forks. Just so.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So one of the perks of being a big, famous superstar is when you travel, you don't have to travel
with the masses.
You know, you can fly private, you can fly first class, or if you're Sir Paul McCartney, well, you travel on a train. Public train.
With everybody else.
Yes,
Frank.
Or
is it like his train?
No, what?
Yeah, that makes sense. You travel on your own train.
Not his own train. Public transit, essentially. He was in the UK and he was traveling from London to a little seaside town called Hastings, traveling alone, sitting there reading a newspaper. Now, he wasn't first class, but people in coach were able to come up and talk to him. He was talking to people. He just said, don't take any pictures.
Well, although, how do we know it happened? Then?
Although we do have a picture of him, so somebody did not follow those rules.
Well, he wasn't really posing for this picture.
He wasn't posing. He was just sitting there, Sir Paul McCartney with his newspaper, and he was keeping himself occupied with his iPhone? No. His iPhone Plus? No. His old school Nokia phone? Yep.
What?
Sir Paul McCartney doesn't even have an iPhone. I mean, it's just crazy, like, how sort of low-key this guy is.
You could easily confuse him for your crazy old aunt.
I know.
Who's got the old cell phone, and she just sits there taking the train all day long, never knows when to get on, when to get off.
Yep.
Aunt Becky, it's time to go.
How do I know that old lady?
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.